Hello there. You are listening to Fabulous After 50, the 30-minute podcast for women who want to make the most of their lives. My name is Julie Kennedy, and I am your host. Today, for episode zero, we're going to turn the tables round, and I'm the one being interviewed.
Hello, and welcome, Julie. Welcome to your own podcast. So let's just start with the most important part. Who is Julie Kennedy? Where are you based? What's your business?
Well, that's always a hard question, or a one for me to condense, let's say. Who's Julie Kennedy? Right. Well, it's work in progress. I am a 50 plus global nomad. Originally, I am British, but I was brought up in France and once married to a Dutch diplomat who I met in Spain, with whom I've traveled all around the world, including 10 years in Africa, where we lived on different postings with our three children. What else am I? I am a woman determined to make the most out of life, to take responsibility for it, to grow and contribute to helping others. If we say, what have I done so far study-wise or something, I have a business degree and started off as a management consultant and then worked in very many different industries around the world as I moved until I came back to Europe and started coaching. So I actually now run a communication company, I call it, about connecting and communicating with ourselves, where I coach, and connecting and communicating with others, where I write, edit, translate, and do things like that. What else am I? I'm a woman full of energy, positivity, who would like to share it with those who need some more. I suppose that's more or less says it. And where I'm based, currently I'm based in the Netherlands. I've actually moved 22 times, if you want to believe it. And I'm still more or less here. At least I think I am.
I love it. Love it. So what made you start the podcast?
Well, various things, really. I mean, to start with, I have been approached quite a few times about, you know, how do you do it, and about energy, about, you know, various aspects about 50 plus. And I had the idea of a tribe, you know, a group of women who would support, encourage and motivate each other. So on the same time, the support side, the caring side, but also the fun side. So let's say, you know, sometimes making light of all these things that we cannot control. And I just like the idea of having a podcast of all being together. I used to run a program on the radio called Passion and Purpose, where I interviewed different internationals based here in the Netherlands, where I live in The Hague. And I enjoyed that very much. And I missed it. And I think it was probably twofold. It was on the one hand, wanting to support and encourage and create a tribe of women who would laugh together at all the vagaries of the roller coaster of life we go through, in particular 50 plus. But to combine it also with a more useful, practical learning about various aspects of 50 plus, about taking responsibility, learning tools. Well, one thing that I do ask is that the people that I will be interviewing, as I will be interviewing people, that they give free of charge at least three tips that my listeners can implement immediately. So, I mean, we're 50 now, right? And the 50s nowadays have got nothing to do with the 50s, you know, 50 years ago. Some of us, including me, are still wondering what we want to be when we grow up. So I suppose it was this idea of serious and at the same time upbeat, helping each other, laughing about things, but also being very practical and hands-on as we take responsibility for our life and move on. And a lot of us have been listening to podcasts these last few months with lockdown, etc. I thought, well, why not launch a podcast? So it will serve your tribe, it will create a loving, caring, hands-on, practical, let's make a difference tribe. And at the same time, I realize I'm surrounded by very many women who have transformed their passion into a business and who have a lot to share, a lot to help people. So it's also that second side of actually highlighting what they are doing and sharing their information to our benefit. So I see it as a win-win. It's a win-win for the people listening and a win-win for the people that I am interviewing, as it helps them be found in the different domains that we will be looking at.
That sounds fabulous. You're so right. I think 50 is the new 30. I mean, that's what it feels like to me.
It's exactly that. It's exactly that mindset that I would like to share. with people around me. It's, you know, we don't always choose what happens to us, and we certainly don't choose the gray hair or the hormonal differences or the whatsoever, but we do have a choice how we go about it, how we define our identity, how we feel about what we're going through. And I think it's a wonderful age to be. I mean, we're more self-assured than we were when we were 20. We've discovered a little bit more about who we are, what we like, what we don't like. And I think these are going to be the best years, to be honest.
I agree. I think so too. So you've already hinted a little bit at what listeners can expect. So what have you got planned?
The thing is, there's a lot of information out there. So what I actually, my original plan is a 30-minute, you know, upbeat, practical burst of vitamins for your week. So if there's only one thing that you listen to this week, let it be that. 30 minutes of practical advice, but with fun and with energy within it. What am I thinking of? I'm thinking of very many broader aspects of being 50. So we're thinking of themes like nutrition. You know, lots of women put on weight over 50. We're talking about self-image. How do we feel about the changes? You know, sometimes we look at ourselves in the mirror and that's not, you know, how we feel. I look in the mirror and I see certainly, you know, the signs of my life, of what I've lived. And on the one hand, I'm proud of them, but at the same time, I still feel, you know, 25 most of the time. So it's how do you look at that? So themes like that, but also menopause, money, work, you know, what about women in the workplace after 50? Empty nester. You know, when your children, my child, for example, my third child has just left home. And, you know, there's the empty nester feeling. And especially for those who've maybe not had a career, how do you define yourself when you have been defined as a mother your whole life and your last child leaves home? I like also the more, you know, provocative, maybe a little bit, you know, sexuality is something that I find very important as women. So how we feel regarding sexuality, relationships also. I mean, there are so many topics which are linked with the 50 plus. So that's basically what I want to do. The idea would be to interview, or the idea is to interview specialists in their field. And so what people can expect is this, you know, this information. So knowledge will be shared. They can expect to have at least three practical tips that they can implement straight away. They can have also become aware, let's say, of a source of information if they want to take it further. You know, if, say, somebody's really struggling with, let's say, the empty nester example. And, okay, we're going to touch on it, you know, as much as we can in the 30 minutes. There will be practical tools, but maybe this is something which really bothers you where you want to take it a step further. So then there will obviously be how to get hold of that specialist in order to take it a step further. So yes, that is more or less what I would say. It's they can expect support, information, inspiration, motivation, practical tips, and basically outlets for looking into it further, should that be what they want. And a lot of fun, I hope.
I'm sure there will be loads of fun. I have absolutely no doubt about that.
I find it hard to have that.
Exactly. So in the meantime, or if people want to find out more about you and about the work you do, apart from a podcast, where can they go and find out more about you or get in touch with you?
Well, the bigger picture will always be my website. So my website, for those interested, is www.thekennedyconnection.com. There you can find out more about who I am as a person. You can find out about the different services, so whether coaching, whether the editing, writing, translating part. That is where I will also be housing my podcast. So it will be like an ongoing library. I would very much like it to be a two-way street. You know, I'm a 50 plus. My listeners will be 50 plus, or women approaching that or feeling that, because obviously it's not, you know, exclusive. It's really for all women who want to make the most out of their life, but practically geared towards 50 plus, as there are certain issues which are more specific to that age group. But I would be delighted, for example, to hear what they would like us to talk about on the program, or comments that they have, you know, open discussions where we can all enrich in our lives and make the most of it, because that's what it's all about. You know, life is precious. we have, well, we're in one at the moment. Whether we have very many or not is a different topic of discussion. But, you know, it's about making the most. It's not about the what ifs, and it's not about suffering in silence and feeling miserable about certain things. It's a very hands-on approach. You know, what can I do? It's about changing the things you can change, you know, accepting those that you can't, you know, the aging with grace idea. And just, you know, literally being the person in charge of our own lives and embracing our life and the whole of it, as in the good and the bad, because without the dark, there would be no light. And it's all about, yeah, life is great. And it's more than anything about the mindset.
I love that. Well, thank you so much for sharing your fascinating story to start with and the passion you have for the journey ahead. And I really look forward to all those episodes you're going to create. So thank you for that.
Thank you. So am I. Thank you for listening. Now it is up to you to make it happen. Join me next week for another dose of empowering vitamins as we navigate the marvelous roller coaster we call life. Subscribe and let me know what you think we should be talking about. Take care out there.